It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Brees throwing back in the end zone, a leaping grab, touchdown!
Todd DeBreeze and Bill Enright are the fantasy football champs.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. This is the second episode of our Fantasy Football Draft Special, and we are so excited to be with you for the next 2 hours, helping you with your fantasy football drafts. I'm Bill Enright, and with me is Todd DeVries. Todd, this is a huge week for fantasy football drafts.
Absolutely. I just went out to my local grocery store, Bill, loaded up on the Red Bull and the 5-Hour Energies. I've got kegs of it at my house. I am up all night, every night this week, baby. This is it. This is the week we've been waiting for. The preseason's winding down. Lots of drafts coming up pretty much every night of the week for me and you. Big weekend ahead. Lots of questions from all those FF Champs readers out there. Lots of questions coming from our Patriots.com audience, Bill. We are here to serve the people, my friend. Let's get rolling.
Hey, the NFL season kicks off in just 8 days, Todd, and there's a lot of ways that you can reach us. Why don't you run through the different formats? You can give us a call, hit us up on Facebook, tell everyone at home how to get in contact with
us. Absolutely. Give us a shout on the Ace Ticket hotline at 508-298-0398. Hit us up on Facebook at FF Champs. Send us a tweet at FF Champs. Or, Bill, if they want to kick it old school, fire off an email to us at webradio@patriots.com.
Todd, we have a Facebook question of the day up at facebook.com/FFChamps, and we want to know if Maurice Jones-Drew ends his holdout today, would you draft him and where would you draft him? Obviously, Maurice Jones-Drew, running back for the Jacksonville Jaguars, probably the biggest storyline this offseason in terms of fantasy football. He was the number one leading rusher last year in the NFL, and now he might not even play in week one. So we want to hear from everybody. Go to facebook.com/FFChamps and let us know, would you draft Maurice Jones-Drew, and what round would you plan on drafting him? Todd, what do you think about that?
If he ended his holdout today, that is a great question. I think I would have to start considering him late in the second round, third round latest. How about yourself?
I totally agree there. Yeah, I think if you get him in the third round, you just can't pass him up. You see him on your draft boards there. You just can't shy away from a guy that led the league in rushing last year.
Yeah, I'm thinking selfishly, of course. In one of my leagues, I have a 3-pick, Bill. So I'm thinking when it goes all the way up, all the way back, if I'm sitting there 3, I'm basically almost at the turn, right? And I'm going to eye up my opponents. You know, do I take MGD there at the 7th spot in the second round, or do I wait and see if he falls to me in the third round? That's the kind of decision I'm going to have to make. And I think that's pretty much where he's going to fall in a lot of these drafts if he were to end his holdout today, which has not happened, as we know.
I just want to remind everyone out there that you should check out FFChamps.com if you are serious about winning your league. We have a very special 50% discount that is ending right before week one. If you want to dominate your draft, you want to have those bragging rights for the end of the season, you want to hoist up that fantasy football trophy, you have to check out FFChamps.com. Whether it's our draft kit, customized cheat sheets, in-season rankings, waiver wire advice, we have it all, and we want to help people win their leagues. Plus, you can get all the information. You call us in to this show every Tuesday, all season long, from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be live, and of course, you can find the show on iTunes for download as well. Todd, let's get it started here with some of the player news. We mentioned Maurice Jones-Drew is holding out. Mike Wallace, the Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver, ended his holdout today.
Yeah, Bill, that's, I don't know about you, but we could all see this coming, right? There wasn't any way this guy was going to linger on into the season with this. So I wasn't that shocked with it. Expect his average draft position to rocket up. There won't be any doubt about him any longer. But what do you think his effect is now, Bill, on Big Ben and Antonio Brown? I mean, Antonio Brown was looking really nice this preseason.
Yeah, he was. And, you know, you mentioned Antonio Brown. Mike Wallace and Antonio Brown were the only two receivers last year that both had 1,000 yards. The other two receivers were Hakeem Nicks and Victor Cruz. So out of the entire NFL, all 32 teams, only two teams had a pair of wide receivers that had each of 1,000 yards. Antonio Brown, Mike Wallace, one of those guys. This is great news for Big Ben. We saw him getting drafted in somewhere in the 7th round, maybe 8th round, his current ADP. But I think now that Mike Wallace is back in camp and back with the team, you're going to see Ben Roethlisberger starting to increase up draft boards.
What about Antonio Brown, though? This does not help his cause, or does it?
Now, I think Antonio Brown, because of his preseason, because of what he did last year, we already had him ranked as our 12th wide receiver at FFChamps.com. Now, does Mike Wallace come in and automatically move Brown down our cheat sheets? I don't think so. We kind of have him in the same tier. Right now, Antonio Brown's 12th, Mike Wallace is 15th. So we are a little bit cautious about Mike Wallace. Let's see if he's, you know, the reports for the next 2 weeks or 10 days are he's healthy, he's in good shape, he's picking up Todd Haley's new offense. So those are the kind of things that we have to wait and see with Mike Wallace, but I'm telling you, excellent value if you can get him where his current ADP is, because it's somewhere in the 5th round.
How about it, Bill? I mean, you mentioned it. One of two teams that had two 1,000-yard wide receivers, and it was the Steelers. You don't think of the Steelers as, you know, some sort of aerial attack. Interesting
right.
stuff. And you know, and all that put all that in consideration, and you still got Big Ben, and he's still ranked around the 11th or 12th quarterback off the board. I mean, pretty much all of his targets are going to these two guys. There's really no tight end in the picture right now. They're not thrown out of the backfield
nope.
quite a bit. So it's kind of a weird
right.
dynamic there. You would think if you had 2,000-yard wide receivers that, you know, you're talking about a Tom Brady or a Drew Brees at the top of our list, and it's Big Ben at number 12. Pretty interesting there.
Yeah, absolutely, and especially considering their running back situation this year, which is an absolute mess. Rashad Mendenhall just activated off the PUP list, but he's still dealing with a knee injury. Isaac Redman was dealing with a hip problem in the preseason. They have Jonathan Dwyer, rookie Chris Rainey. I think there's going to be a running back by committee in the Pittsburgh Steelers backfield, which I think emphasizes the fact that Mike Wallace and Antonio Brown are going to get a lot of action in each of the games.
All right, let's get to some more news there, Bill. Ryan Matthews, running back from the Chargers, he says, and that's the key word, he says that he's ahead of schedule. Do you think he's a value pick in the 3rd round?
You know, we don't listen to what players say. Of course the players are going to say that they're doing fine. We listen to what doctors say. Let the players play and let the doctors diagnose. So until I hear a doctor or until I hear someone from the Chargers organization saying that Ryan Matthews has been cleared to play, I'm not putting any value into what he says. Now, is he a value pick in round 3? Absolutely, Todd. This is a guy that, to start the preseason, he was considered a top 6, maybe a top 7 pick, and now that he has a broken clavicle, out 4 to 6 weeks, may not be ready for week 1, may even be out for week 2, but I think you can't pass him up in the 3rd round. Similar situation with Maurice Jones-Drew, along with Ryan Matthews. I think if those guys are on the board in the 3rd round, you have to scoop them up. The running back position is so thin this year.
I agree. And again, we're talking about a clavicle, not a knee. You know, it's not something that he needs
right.
to run with. It's just a matter of it healing up. And I agree with you. I think that right now, personally, if I had a draft tonight, I'd be targeting him in that beginning of that 3rd round, man. I have a good feeling he's going to be back. It might not be, he might miss a game or two, but I think when he's back, he's going to be ready to rock and roll. All right, next up
Definitely,
on the board.
100% agree with you.
All right, Bill, next on the board, Hakeem Nicks. Give us the scoop on him and you know, where he is right now with his average draft position. And, you know, is he trending up, trending down? What do we got?
For those that don't know, Hakeem Nicks had some screws implanted into his foot back in May. He actually damaged his foot in OTAs and minicamps. So he's had plenty of time to recover, and he's actually going to get his first action in the preseason Wednesday night against the Patriots. Now, I don't think that he'll play a whole lot, but at least we'll be able to see him get out there. Now, the interesting thing is, I think a lot of people had their draft over the weekend,
yep.
and all of a sudden, his ADP jumped up by 7 points or 7 draft slots just in the last 3 days. So clearly, people are starting to come around to Hakeem Nicks. He's not really, he's no longer a concern for missing week 1. He's going to be healthy. And as I mentioned with Antonio Brown and Mike Wallace, Hakeem Nicks and Victor Cruz were the only other pair of receivers that both had a 1,000 yards as teammates.
Yeah, they're the other team, exactly. So Hakeem Nicks starting to look good. They got that opening night game at Washington. We'll see if he's ready to rock and roll. Hey, let's talk about the Lions.
No, it's in New York against the Cowboys.
I'm looking at the 2011 game log. My bad. I'm looking at last year. But he is playing on opening night. My bad. Hey,
yes.
Let's talk about, speaking of my bad, how about the bad situation going on with the Detroit Lions running back situation? What do we got going on there? We got Javon Best on the PUP list. You know, Kevin Smith is injured. Mikel LeShore. What's going on?
It's absolutely awful there, Todd. You know, I call the Detroit Lions running backs the Heath Ledgers. And the reason I call them the Heath Ledgers is because they're a bunch of broke backs, all right? Can't fix these guys. Javon Best was on the PUP list. He's not going to play until Week 8. Kevin Smith was injured in the preseason game against the Oakland Raiders. Mikel LeShore is suspended for the first two games. He might be the only guy that you want to trust in terms of your fantasy football draft, only because he's suspended, he's not injured. But I just read on the Newswire that the Detroit Lions, their general manager, is picking up the phones, starting to contact some other teams around the league because they're interested in signing another running back.
Oh, boy. Barry Sanders available?
I don't think so anymore.
All right,
he gave up a long time ago.
We mentioned MGD, Bill, earlier in the show. Rashad Jennings is expected to start even if Maurice Jones-Drew does sign in the next couple of days. You know, at what point does it make sense to start targeting Jennings in your fantasy drafts?
You know, right now his ADP is in the 12th round, but I think you should grab him somewhere in the 9th, in the 10th range, just because even if Maurice Jones-Drew does sign, say, tomorrow, the Jags are saying that Rashad Jennings is going to be the starter in week one no matter what. And this guy has looked great in the preseason. So even if Maurice Jones-Drew comes back, we know the history of what happens to players that hold out for the entire training camp, entire preseason. It doesn't really bode well for them during the regular season. So even if MJD comes back, Rashad Jennings, a guy that may end up taking over for a few games simply because MJD is not in tip-top shape, not in playing shape.
Yeah. Hey, near and dear to the Patriots.com audience, Bill, we have the tight end quandary. You got the Gronk, and you got Aaron Hernandez. Hernandez signed a huge contract extension. What's the take there? You know, is there anything we need to read into this, or is this just the Patriots trying to lock up another weapon for Tom Brady?
Yeah, I mean, Rob Gronkowski got an 8-year, $55 million contract, and now Hernandez got a 5-year, $40 million extension. So, you know, I think Tom Brady's targets are set for the next, you know, 5-6 years with Gronk and Hernandez, two of the best tight ends in the game. If it wasn't for Jimmy Graham, the Patriots would have the two top tight ends in all of fantasy football. We have Rob Gronkowski 1, Jimmy Graham 2, and then Aaron Hernandez 3. This is a guy that caught 79 receptions last year, 910 yards and 7 touchdowns. If he was on any other team other than the Patriots, he would be the number one tight end on that team. Don't let just the fact that Rob Gronkowski's on the Patriots overshadow what Aaron Hernandez can do for your team. He's an absolute stud at the tight end position.
So, Bill, you know, if you want to grab Gronk or Jimmy Graham, they're clearly the top two fantasy tight ends on the board. You're going to have to do it early, probably in the second round. But if you want to wait on a tight end, how long do you have to wait before striking on somebody like Hernandez?
You know, I think if you target Hernandez in the 4th or the 5th round, you're not going to end up getting him in the 6th. You may see a guy like Antonio Gates or JerMichael Finley get off the board before Hernandez gets picked, but in my opinion, that's a mistake. I'm going after Hernandez as the 3rd tight end in my drafts. So if you're in the 4th round, I think you have to take a flyer, not even a flyer. I think you have to invest your pick in Aaron Hernandez. He's that good.
Okay. Well, you know, that's going to bring up an interesting quandary for a lot of these people. You know, if you're going to wait on that tight end, do you go with Hernandez if you have to do it in the 4th round, or do you wait a couple rounds later, try to get a Pettigrew or Vernon Davis or maybe even a Fred Davis? There might be, do you think there's more value in waiting for one of those guys than grabbing Hernandez in the 4th if you could get Vernon Davis or Fred Davis maybe in the 7th round?
Not if you stack up on running backs in the first 2 rounds and maybe get a wide receiver in the 3rd round. If you have a pretty balanced roster, maybe going into the 4th round, if you have 2 running backs and a wide receiver, I have no problem taking Hernandez at the tight end spot.
Gotcha. No, that makes sense. Yeah. All right, moving on down here. Dez Bryant's been in the news all week long, Bill. There's always stuff going on in Big D. Man, I wish that HBO was there for Hard Knocks this year. That would be fun. They should just do it in Dallas every year. Just do it in Dallas every year. So what do we got?
Drama.
So what do you think? You know, what do we make of the Dez Bryant situation as it, you know, pertains to fantasy football?
You know, this is a guy that has a tremendous amount of talent, but he just can't seem to stay out of trouble off the field. So what the Cowboys did was they kind of gave him his own personal conduct policy. No booze, no strip clubs. He has a midnight curfew. He has to have his own personal security. So I think there's, you know, Jerry Jones kind of has like a spy system in place for Dez Bryant. And if he screws up, we don't know what the ramifications are going to be, but I can't imagine it's going to be very good. Again, Dez Bryant, a monster on the field and apparently a monster off the field too. If he stays out of trouble, there's nothing stopping this guy from being a top 10 wide receiver.
So he's banned from all strip clubs in Dallas. Doesn't Dallas have like the most strip clubs per capita in the entire country or something like that?
From what I hear, everything's bigger in Dallas, so you can only imagine what their strip clubs are like.
I tell you what, Bill, in a previous life, prior to doing fantasy football for a living, I actually traveled around the country, and I went to Dallas quite a bit. This is back in the Dallas heyday in the mid-90s, and my buddy used to live right down the street from the training complex. We used to hang out at the Cowboys Cafe, which made some headlines a few years later. We went in there, Deion Sanders, Michael Irvin. This is back in the day, baby.
We used to rub shoulders.
I played a game of pool against Deion and Michael Irvin and lost badly.
Oh, well, good thing you didn't put money on it.
And then I tried to go to the bathroom, and this guy comes out of the doorway, Bill. He was like the size of a rectangle. His name was Leon Lett. You might remember him.
Yeah.
He took up the whole doorway. But good times. I can't stand the Cowboys. So good times back in the day. So it's just amazing. Like 20 years later, we still got, you know, prima donna wide receivers going.
How about them Cowboys?
We still got prima donna diva wide receivers going on in Big D, man.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, you'd think that they'd learn their lesson, but apparently they just don't.
No. All right, let's wrap up player news, Bill, with one final note. Russell Wilson, the rookie quarterback from Wisconsin, was named the starting quarterback for Pete Carroll's Seattle Seahawks. What do you make of this, man? A lot of rookie quarterbacks getting the nod.
We now have five rookie quarterbacks that are going to start in week one. Andrew Luck, Robert Griffin III, Ryan Tannehill, Brian Weeden, and Russell Wilson is number five. He looks great in the preseason. Beat out Matt Flynn, who the Seahawks signed this year, expecting him to be their starting quarterback. But if you saw what Russell Wilson did during the preseason, he has been on the money. Excellent third down conversion rate, and boy, can he run.
You know, if you're a part of the Seattle Seahawks brass, and they spent how many hours analyzing this offseason what to do with the quarterback position, right? They signed Matt Flynn for mega dollars.
Yeah.
And then a few months later, he's not even their starter. I mean, what are they smoking, you know, up there?
it just shows how important the quarterback position is in the NFL. If you don't have a good one, you're not winning games. It's just that simple. And they gave the best man for their team the starting role. So I don't knock them for signing Matt Flynn in the offseason. They didn't know that Russell Wilson was going to end up at their, at their doorsteps on draft day. So, you know, you have to go with the best guy. You have to go with the guy that is going to put your team in position to win the ball game.
Yeah, and right now, I mean, Russell Wilson looks sharp. Bill, he had a tremendous career in college at North Carolina State. And then he started to dabble in minor league baseball, and North Carolina State said, football or nothing, baby. And he said, all right, nothing. So he went on, played a little bit of baseball that summer, and then he transferred to Wisconsin, had a great year for the Badgers last year. He's just one of those guys, Bill. He's not real tall, and that's going to, you know, everyone's talking about his height, kind of like Drew Brees. But he's just a winner. Everywhere he goes, he's a winner, and he's an outstanding athlete. Not totally shocked that he won the job here. Only a little surprised because of the monetary situation. But like you said, right, man, if you're the best man, you got to put him in.
We got to take a quick break here on Fantasy Football Champs on PatriotsRadio.com. But hey, give us a ring, 508-298-0398. And of course, you can send us your emails at webradio@patriots.com. We'll be right back in the next segment. We're going to go over the five most popular questions being asked during fantasy football draft season. Bill Enright and Todd DeVries hanging out with you right here on PatriotsRadio.com.
Winning made easy with FFChamps.com.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device.
I say 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Pats fans, here's your chance to experience the ultimate road trip. Enter the Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle for a chance to travel in style with the Patriots to an away game. The grand prize includes seats on the team plane, a room in the team hotel, a pair of tickets to the game, access to the field on game day, and much more. Proceeds from the raffle will benefit the Patriots Charitable Foundation. Buy your Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle tickets today by logging on to www.patriots.com.
Meet Sarah, mother of two teens, Todd and Laura, who are going back to school with the latest smartphones from Verizon.
With Facebook and email, I just feel more connected.
They get the Oxford Dictionary app,
so they can prep for their SATs.
And she feels good about the family budget.
Two smartphones and a tablet, all on one data plan.
Sarah chose the new Verizon Share Everything plan with unlimited talk, unlimited text, and shareable data that connects up to 10 devices. Plus, use your Verizon smartphone as a hotspot at no extra charge. And now get $100 off select Motorola 4G LTE smartphones like the Droid Razr. Now only $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card and $50 instant savings. With Verizon, life just got easier for Sarah and her whole family. Visit any Verizon store, verizonwireless.com/sale, or call 1-800-256-4646. Requires new 2-year activation. Upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in at 508-298-0398.
All right, welcome back to Fantasy Football Champs on PatriotsRadio.com. Bill Enright and Todd DeVries helping everyone that's listening with their fantasy football draft questions. You can reach us on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. And don't forget to answer our Facebook question of the day, Facebook.com/FFChamps. We have a big picture of Maurice Jones-Drew up there, and we want to know, would you draft the Jacksonville Jaguars running back given his current holdout situation? Todd, we got a couple of replies coming in on Facebook, but let's first get to the five most popular questions that we are being asked throughout, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on expert advice tokens at ffchamps.com, whether it's at the gym. You know, these are the five questions that were asked the most by people that play fantasy football. Let's start it off with the first question. And everyone wants to know, should I take a quarterback, whether, you know, the top three quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, in the first round? Very popular question. I'd say the most popular question this preseason.
Of course, Bill, this will depend upon your scoring system. So there's always a disclaimer. We can't generalize everything. But in most leagues, Bill, the answer is no. You got to load up on the running backs in that first couple rounds. The running backs are far and few between this year. There's a huge drop-off after the elite guys. Quarterbacks, you can get them later in the draft. Some good value picks in the middle rounds with an Eli Manning or Matt Ryan. I am in one league, Bill, that is very quarterback heavy. And if that's the case, you got to consider it. I mean, the league I'm in, Bill, I actually start two quarterbacks, and that kind of changes the paradigm quite a bit. But in most leagues, I am not drafting a quarterback in that first round.
Yeah, I totally agree, Todd. But like you said, it depends on your league scoring system. That's one of the Ten Commandments at ffchamps.com. It's actually the first commandment, know thy scoring system. So if you're in a QB-heavy league, you may have to consider taking one of those top three guys, but otherwise, not doing it.
All right, Bills. Question number two. This is another really popular question we get all the time, and I'm going to throw it to you.
All right.
I have the 5th, 6th, or 7th overall pick. Who should I take?
You know, these picks right in the middle of the drafts this year, whether you're in a 10-team league, a 12-team league, these are the brutal picks because it's so up in the air with guys like Chris Johnson, Calvin Johnson, Darren McFadden. You look at who these guys would have been last year, and you would have been bumping back LeSean McCoy to the 5th or 6th pick because you could take guys like Jamal Charles and Adrian Peterson. That's not the case anymore. So these 5th, 6th, and 7th picks this year, driving a lot of people crazy, a lot of headaches out there.
So who are you taking, man? So who are you taking? If it's a non-PPR, let's go with a non-PPR, and you're sitting there in the 5 or 6 hole, who are you taking?
Chris Johnson, Darren McFadden, Calvin Johnson, in that order.
Okay, and if it's
in
PPR,
a non-PPR,
what if it's PPR?
I move Calvin Johnson ahead of Chris Johnson.
Okay, that's fair enough. Yeah. I think that makes sense.
All right, the third most popular question this summer.
Yes.
And it's the question about the top two tight ends, Todd. Jimmy Graham or Rob Gronkowski, who should I draft?
I tell you what, and honestly, if it's a regular scoring system, I'm going with Gronk. 17 touchdowns to 11.
Right.
If it's PPR, man, Jimmy Graham... I might go with Jimmy Graham, and the only reason for that is I think he might catch more balls than Gronk. He caught more last year, just a few more. He caught 99 balls, Gronk 90. But you do have Hernandez with the Patriots, who could steal a few catches from Gronk. So if it's PPR, I'm going to give a slight edge to Jimmy Graham. If it's a standard scoring, I'm going Gronk. You really can't go wrong with both of these guys. I love them both.
We have them ranked 1 and 2, obviously, on ffchamps.com, but they are 4 fantasy points projection-wise apart from each other. Very, very close. I don't think there's another position out there where the top two players are really that close in terms of fantasy football points.
I hear you, man. All right, question number 4, Bill. I'll throw it to you.
Okay.
Adrian Peterson coming off a major injury. He's been one of the top, if not the top, fantasy football superstar the past couple of years. Would you draft him? And if so, where would you draft him?
Todd, you hit the nail on the head with this one. Adrian Peterson has been an absolute fantasy football god for the last 5-6 seasons in the NFL. And the fact that he tore his ACL in week 16 of last year, week 17 of last year, and he's been rehabbing throughout the entire winter. We haven't seen him yet in the preseason. He's not going to play in the preseason. We'll only see him for the first time in week 1. But everyone wants to know, do I draft Adrian Peterson? Hey, Bill, I got the second to last pick in the second round. Should I draft Adrian Peterson? Do I take him as my RB1? And the answer is I wouldn't take him as my RB1, but I don't know if I can pass him up as my RB2, man. If I told you last year that you'd have Adrian Peterson and someone like, you know, LeSean McCoy as your starting two running backs, that's a really dangerous combo.
Well, how about this? Let's say you have an early draft pick in the first round, so you're at the end of the second or early third, and you've got MJD, you've got Ryan Matthews, and you've got Adrian Peterson all staring at you in the face. Who would you take of that three? How would you rank those three as it stands right now?
Oh, boy. That's a really, really tight one, Todd. In a PPR league, I'm going to say Maurice Jones-Drew with that first pick.
Right.
The first pick in the third round. And then I would probably go Ryan Matthews, and then I would probably go Adrian Peterson. We haven't seen the guy play yet this summer. You know, I hear all these reports. Well, Adrian Peterson's not human. Adrian Peterson is bionic robot from future that comes to the NFL and rushes for thousands of yards every season. But people, he tore his knee up last year, and it was in December, all right? It's not the same situation as Jamaal Charles, who tore his knee up in September or October. Peterson was down in December. It typically takes someone a year to recover from an ACL injury. This guy is a running back. His knee is probably the most important part of his body. He needs to be able to cut. He needs to be able to pick up that short burst. So out of those guys, three guys, MJD, Ryan Matthews, I'm taking Peterson last out of those three.
Right. Okay. All right. What's the fifth most common question we get this time of year, Bill?
The fifth most common question, Todd, and it's only August, all right? We're still a couple days. We're still about a week away from the season, but I get this question starting, you know, at the end of the July, August 1, and that is, who should I start? And I think to myself, is this guy serious? He wants to know his starting lineup? It's not even, we're not even to the second week of the preseason yet. It's incredible. Everyone wants to know who to start. And our week one rankings won't be ready until, I think, Monday or Tuesday of Labor Day weekend. But everyone wants to know who to start in week one. It's incredible. It's the most popular fantasy football question all year long. Doesn't matter what time of year it is. Everyone asks that same question.
Well, you know what it is. It's that guy who his final draft of the preseason is over. So the hell with everyone else. He doesn't care about draft questions anymore. He just wants to know, who do I start? You know, is Victor Cruz a good start against the Cowboys? You know, it's like, calm down. Calm
right.
down a little bit. Give everyone else a chance to catch up. There are thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of drafts that are going to occur between now and next week, you know? So, yeah, I hear you, man. But people are excited. They want to look at their lineup. They got their lineup. They're fiddling around with who their flex is going to be. You know, they got a couple quarterback questions, perhaps. They're excited. I can't blame them. But for this show, we do ask that, please, you know, let's try to talk a little bit of preseason. This is one of the last shows we're going to have of the preseason. So let's take our time with the preseason. We'll get to all the who do I start questions in the coming weeks.
And, you know, if you did already have your draft, send us your roster and we'll let you know your weaknesses, your strong points. We have no problem doing that, but we just can't do week one starters yet. We're still a little bit further away. There, we could say that you should start, you know, player X, and then all of a sudden he gets hurt tomorrow and we look like idiots because we told you who to start, you know, 2 weeks in advance.
Yeah, exactly. It's you know. Yeah, but you know what, though? I can't blame the people for being excited, but there's just too much time. You're going to burn out, man. You're going to burn out if you're fretting over your flex position here 8 days out from the opening night of kickoff.
All right, that's enough of us talking. Let's get to some of the people that are listening at home. We have a lot of emails coming in, and, of course, the email address to reach us at is webradio@patriots.com. And don't forget, pick up the phone, 508-298-0398. Todd, we have some emails coming in. The first one is from M. Herzog. And he wants to know why Hakeem Nicks is listed as our number one wide receiver on the depth chart. Victor Cruz is number two. But why would we have Victor Cruz ranked ahead of Hakeem Nicks? And this is a pretty good question for a couple of reasons. One, it shows that that this emailer is looking at the depth charts, which is very important. But let's not forget, Hakeem Nicks was the guy that has been injured this whole preseason, and we haven't seen him play yet. So we're not going to just go ahead and rank Hakeem Nicks over Victor Cruz. Same thing with Mike Wallace and Antonio Brown. We're not going to just go ahead and put him above Antonio Brown just because he's ending his holdout. You know, we stand firm on some of these rankings just in case something happens in the next couple of weeks. There's a setback.
Right.
We don't just fly off the radar just because a guy, you know, makes headlines.
Yeah, and with FF Champs, there's so many tools to utilize. But, you know, put the priority on the rankings right now. The depth chart is informational. I wouldn't fret. Again, we talked about it earlier in the show. You got the Steelers with two star wide receivers. You got the Giants with two star wide receivers. Don't really worry about who's one and two on the depth chart. Look at the rankings, especially as we get into the weeks. That's where, you know, that's where we're putting our thoughts into. The depth chart is purely and more informational. But it is, you know, it is interesting. It, you know, if Nicks comes back healthy, Bill, it'll be interesting to see who gets drafted earlier in most leagues, whether it's Cruz or Nicks.
And don't forget, if Hakeem Nicks is the number one on the depth chart, he's also getting the number one cornerback of the opposing team. So that's something
true.
To take into consideration when we're doing our rankings. Absolutely. All right, next email is from Stephen K. He wants to know, This year, do you think running backs or wide receivers are deeper? Todd, what do you think?
That's a no-brainer. It's wide receivers. And again,
it's
kind of a qualifier, right? I mean, it depends on what your definition is. I mean, there are three elite running backs in Foster, Rice, and McCoy, and there's really only one or two elite wide receivers. Really, it's Megatron and everyone else, right? But if you go down to the top 20 or the top 25 or the top 30 wide receivers, there's just going to be so much value in those middle rounds, Bill. That's why you got to land a couple running backs early in your draft. You're going to find some really nice wide receivers falling in your lap, whether it's Brandon Lloyd, Eric Decker, Jeremy Maclin, Colston, you know, Stevie Johnson, Percy Harvin. These guys are going to be there in the 6th and 7th round for you, perhaps 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th round. So it's definitely deeper at the wide receiver position.
Absolutely. You are right on the money. There's about 35 wide receivers that I think are suitable to start, you know, wide receiver one, wide receiver two, wide receiver three. Not the case at all for the running backs. I probably go 25 running backs that are good enough to start in your running back one, running back two, flex.
Yep.
So by far, wide receiver, definitely a much deeper position this year.
Yep.
All right, let's keep it with the emails here. We got an email from Strippers. Love that guy's name, by the way. He had his draft already. He had the third pick in a 12-team non-PPR league. Todd, you ready for his roster?
Hit me.
All right, he's got Ray Rice, Julio Jones, Marquise Colston, Reggie Wayne, Jimmy Graham, and then his running Michael Bush, Peyton Hillis. He's got his backup, Jermaine Gresham, Robert Turbin, Danny Amendola. Got a few guys that he can plug in throughout his roster, but his core guys are this: Ray Rice, Julio Jones, Marquise Colston, Reggie Wayne, Jimmy Graham, and let's say Peyton Hillis is his RB2. I think that's a really solid, well-balanced team. I'm not sure who his quarterback is, actually.
I'm looking. Who's he got a quarterback there?
He didn't mention his quarterback.
I know. Actually. Has he got Danny Amendola lining back in the Wildcat or what?
Well,
let's analyze what he has, you know, what we see. You know, obviously Ray Rice, he's got one of the big three. Beautiful. Julio Jones, one of the fastest rising wide receivers in the entire league. Nice. Marquise Colston, nice middle round pick. Jimmy Graham, he's got one of the two elite tight ends. I like Ryan Williams from the Cardinals. If he can stay healthy, I think he's a guy that is going to be one of those dudes in the first couple weeks, Bill, whose value is going to skyrocket. I think if this guy is healthy, I really think he's going to emerge this year. He was a rookie last year from Virginia Tech. I like him a lot. Depends on where he drafted him, and we don't know that from his email. But, if you can get him late or the late middle rounds, I like Ryan Williams quite a bit. Who else does he have?
Absolutely. And Michael Bush and Peyton Hillis are really good goal line options. And actually, Strippers just hit me up on Twitter. He said that his quarterback is Eli Manning and Ryan Fitzpatrick. So very, very well-balanced team here.
He sounds like the kind of guy that – he sounds like me. I would be very happy having those two quarterbacks, as long as it's not a QB-heavy league, and it's probably not. I think that's a really good job. See, his backup tight end is Jermaine Gresham. And we didn't even get to Robert Turbin yet. Robert Turbin is one of my favorite sleeper rookie guys, you know, backing up Marshawn Lynch there in Seattle. So really deep team. He even capped things off, Bill, with David Akers and the San Fran defense. So really well-balanced team. 12-team league, he should be sitting pretty there, I believe.
Yeah, he did a really good job with that. Again, we're going to be taking emails all day long, webradio@patriots.com. But, Todd, we have our first phone caller of the day, Nathan in Indy. Welcome to the show. You're in a 12-team league, non-PPR. How are you, Nate?
Good. How are you?
We're doing well. What you got for us today?
Well, we start a quarterback, two running backs, and three wide receiver tight ends. We don't have to have a tight end position, kicker defense. It's a big money league. Costs about $1,500 to get started.
Like it.
And I've been a FF Champs guy for, I don't know, 8-10 years, and won a couple championships early. I've been kind of in a drought, so I'm hoping you guys can hook me up this year. I know I have the fifth overall pick. You know, I'm going to assume we're going to lose Foster, Rice, McCoy, and then Rodgers. Obviously, if someone goes, you know, Rodgers, Brady, and then one of the big three, I'll take one of the big three. If not, I'm looking at Brady or possibly like a Calvin Johnson, but I don't know. I mean, I've really been tormenting on, you know, what I want to do there.
Well, Nate, what's your scoring system? Is there anything out of the ordinary we should be aware of?
We get rushing and receiving is 1 point for 20 yards. Touchdowns are 6. Quarterbacks get 1 point for 50 yards passing, and 4 points for a touchdown.
Okay, so it's so basically, Bill, it's pretty standard scoring if you do the
The quarterbacks with the 1 for 50 get knocked down a little bit, you know. But other than that, it's pretty basic. And I think there's a 1 point bonus at 100 yards.
So you mentioned Tom Brady and Megatron as the two guys you might be considering. What about a running back there, man? What about Chris Johnson?
I definitely considered Chris Johnson, but did you think at 5, that's too early? You know, I was thinking if I had 8 or 9, maybe I'd go Chris Johnson there. And then, you know, the big question is if I go Johnson there, you know, I can take the next best receiver, but if I go, or excuse me, Chris Johnson, if I went Calvin, you know, maybe I come back and see, you know, I don't know, DeMarco Murray, Forte, McFadden, something like that.
Oh, man. Well, if DeMarco Murray...
Yeah, in a 12-team league, Nate, those guys are not going to be there for you.
The
right move to do is take Chris Johnson, start your team off with a running back. Wide receivers are so deep this year. We're going to hammer that position home all show long. Wide receivers are so deep this year. Yeah, of course, it's awesome to have Calvin Johnson on your roster, but start it off with Chris Johnson, and then if you're lucky enough to have one of those running backs that you mentioned fall to you in the second round, all of a sudden you have one of the best 1-2 punch combos at the running back position in your league, guaranteed, my friend.
Sure.
Yeah, Nate, you know, the previous segment we asked, we talked about the 5 questions that we're getting this preseason, and your question is basically one of those. You know, what do I do in the 5 hole? Because again, you know, the big 3 are off the board. You're probably one of the quarterbacks is off the board, and you feel like you're reaching for a guy like Chris Johnson because he left a bad taste in your mouth last year. Whether you had him or not, you're a little bit skeptical. Darren McFadden, same thing. You go right down the line. There's a little bit of question marks with all these guys. But right now, Chris Johnson is healthy. He looks good in the preseason. You know, he's got the upside, a 2,000-yard upside. That's what I would do. I would definitely take the running back there and worry about, maybe another running back falls to you in the second round. But like Bill said, Darren McFadden, DeMarco Murray, those guys are going to be long gone by the time it rolls back to you in the second round.
Okay, so probably target Johnson, and then do I look at hopefully one of my first-tier wide receivers is there?
Again, it's non-PPR, right?
Right, correct.
Well, you know, Bill, it's
back as long as he's in the second or third tier.
It just kind of depends, Bill, right? I mean, it depends on who's there for him at the running back position in the second round, I think. Now, again, you know, he starts 1 quarterback, 2 running backs, and 3 wide receivers or a tight end, right?
Right.
So, you know, so it is interesting, you know, he does have to start 3 wide receivers or tight ends there, Bill, but it kind of just depends on who the running back is there for in the second round. Don't you agree, Bill?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, if DeMarco Murray falls to you in the second round, scoop him right up.
Right up.
Even Marshawn Lynch, someone of that caliber, somewhere in that second, third tier of running backs, I think you can't go wrong. Nate, we appreciate the call. More of your calls coming up next, 508-298-0398. And also, Todd and I are going to go over some of the guys that are standing out in this preseason. A lot of players like Matt Ryan, Julio Jones are just putting up dominant performances in the preseason. Will that carry over to the regular season? We'll discuss that next right here on Fantasy Football Champs. You're listening to Patriots.com Radio.
More fantasy football strategy and advice coming up next.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank of AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo sacks at Gerard Mayo speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down to 65 up megabits per second available.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Pats fans, here's your chance to experience the ultimate road trip. Enter the Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle for a chance to travel in style with the Patriots to an away game. The grand prize includes seats on the team plane, a room in the team hotel, a pair of tickets to the game, access to the field on game day, and much more. Proceeds from the raffle will benefit the Patriots Charitable Foundation. Buy your Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle tickets today by logging on to www.patriots.com.
Meet Sarah, mother of two teens, Todd and Laura, who are going back to school with the latest smartphones from Verizon.
With Facebook and email, I just feel more connected.
They get the Oxford Dictionary app,
so they can prep for their SATs.
And she feels good about the family budget.
Two smartphones and a tablet, all on one data plan.
Sarah chose the new Verizon Share Everything plan with unlimited talk, unlimited text, and shareable data that connects up to 10 devices. Plus, use your Verizon smartphone as a hotspot at no extra charge. And now get $100 off select Motorola 4G LTE smartphones like the Droid Razr. Now only $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card and $50 instant savings. With Verizon, life just got easier for Sarah and her whole family. Visit any Verizon store, verizonwireless.com/sale, or call 1-800-256-4646. Requires new 2-year activation. Upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.
That is right, and you are listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill Enright and Todd DeVries taking your calls on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. And don't forget, answer our Facebook question of the day. We want to know, Facebook.com/FFChamps. Would you draft Maurice Jones-Drew, given everything that's surrounding him regarding his current holdout situation? But Todd, we're getting a lot of emails right now, webradio@patriots.com. We're going to kick off this segment with some emails. We have Justin Whitehouse emailing us in saying that he listened to the show last week, and he's in a league where touchdown passes are only 3 points. So he thinks that he's going to follow our advice that quarterbacks should be, you know, you should wait on your quarterbacks, which is, you know, props to Justin for taking our advice here. But he wants to know, he's thinking of Philip Rivers, Matt Ryan, Ben Roethlisberger, somewhere in the 5th, 6th, 7th rounds. I think he can wait a little longer. Maybe Matt Ryan in the 6th round, but Big Ben Roethlisberger or Philip Rivers, those are definitely 7th, 8th round caliber guys.
Wow, only 3 points for a touchdown pass. That's...
Yeah, very undervalued in that league.
So, yeah, I totally agree with him. I would be targeting those types of guys, even a Jay Cutler perhaps, you know, Eli Manning, things like the guys like that in those rounds. But you're right, he might be able to, if he wants Matt Ryan's a hot name right now, he might need to grab him probably at the top of that pack, maybe like you said, the 5th round. But if I were him in that scoring league, I would wait. And I would double up on my quarterbacks later than that. I would actually double up. I might even, you know, that's the kind of league, Bill, where a guy like RG3 or Andrew Luck would make a great QB2.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because, again, it's not a 6 point per touchdown, passing touchdown scoring system. It's not even four. It's three. With Robert Griffin III, when scoring systems are like this, you don't see a lot of running quarterbacks in the NFL. But if he can, you know, put up 30 or 40 rushing yards a game, you're talking about 500 or 600 rushing yards for the season, maybe 6, 7, 8 rushing touchdowns. A guy like RG3 in this format, if he can perform up to his hype a little bit, he might be a great QB2 to have in that league.
I totally agree with you, Todd. And actually, Justin had a follow-up question. He says, Jimmy Graham, Rob Gronkowski, no way he's going to be able to draft those guys, but he does want Aaron Hernandez, and he wants to know, is it too early to invest his fourth-round pick in Aaron Hernandez, kind of like what you suggested before, or is it better for him to draft Brandon Pettigrew or someone like Fred Davis from the Washington Redskins or even Greg Olsen from the Carolina Panthers much, much later in his league? And I think we answered this question before. It really depends on how his team is stacking up for those first three rounds. I think if he has a good balance of a running back, wide receiver, or, if he has a quarterback, running back, wide receiver, then I wouldn't go tight end the fourth round.
Yeah, but in this league, in this league, he shouldn't go quarterback at all in those first four rounds.
Right.
This is the perfect league. If he likes Hernandez, this is the perfect league to strike on Hernandez in the fourth round, because you're going to definitely – he better come out with two running backs and a wide receiver in the first three rounds, right? And if you do that – I mean, the quarterbacks are just off the board for me in this league. 3 points, they're off the board until the later rounds. So that would be a great time to grab Hernandez. If you like Hernandez, get him in the fourth round, and then you're off to the races, baby.
All right, we have a question from the Fox in New Mexico. He's looking for a deep sleeper, IDP sleeper. He doesn't know who he should target in those IDP leagues. And Todd, you know, the thing about IDP is not only are you drafting offensive players, but now you're drafting defensive players. So I did some research on ffchamps.com. We have IDP articles there. Levante David from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is an excellent sleeper at the linebacker position. D'Amico Ryans is now with the Philadelphia Eagles, another late-round sleeper at the linebacker position. Robert Quinn from St. Louis, he's a defensive end for the Rams there. I see him starting to climb up draft boards. You might be able to pick him up later on. Also, Carlos Dunlap on Cincinnati, he's another defensive end that I think is going to come away with a lot of tackles and sacks this year.
Yeah, I'm assuming Luke Kuechly is not considered a sleeper. I mean, he's getting a lot of hype this preseason, but he's a guy that's going to be a tackling machine for the Panthers.
All right, we have a roster submission from Dan Higgins. He submitted his roster. Here it goes. He's got quarterbacks Peyton Manning, Russell Wilson. Running backs Doug Martin, Fred Jackson, Darren McFadden, David Wilson. Wide receiver Julio Jones, Calvin Johnson, Antonio Brown, Brandon Lloyd. Wow, got some great wide receivers. Tight end Aaron Hernandez, Jermaine Gresham. His defense is the Seahawks, and his kicker is Matt Prater from the Broncos.
All right.
What do we think of this roster? Right, it's a non-PPR league.
All right. Who cares about kickers and defense right now? Let's focus on anything else. I think this roster is absolutely loaded except for quarterback. Right.
Okay.
I mean, let's go take quarterbacks last. First up is running back. Okay. He's got Run DMC, Darren McFadden. Gotta love that. Follow that up probably with Doug Martin and Fred Jackson. Both are solid. Doug Martin's one of my favorite rookies of the entire season. I think Doug Martin's going to be an outstanding running back for the Bucs. And then he has David Wilson, who he probably got late in the draft, who has been looking pretty good for the Giants. So I think he's in pretty good shape from the running back position. What do you think with that?
I like his running backs. If Darren McFadden can stay healthy, I think he's got some great core of running backs, especially with how phenomenal Doug Martin has looked this preseason.
And I tell you what, his wide receivers are looking even stronger. He's got Megatron, he's got Julio Jones, and he's got Antonio Brown and Brandon Lloyd. So he's rock solid there. I mean, he's got to have the best receiving core in the league, you would hope. Tight end.
We talk so much about fantasy football all day. I'm not even sure if I brought it up this year on this show. Antonio Brown is going to be on every single one of my fantasy football rosters, because I think he's in store for a phenomenal season. I think it's even better that Mike Wallace is now back with the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you're in a PPR league, or even if you're in a non-PPR league, draft Antonio Brown. You can scoop him up in the fifth round, in the sixth round in some formats if you're only in a 10-team league, and he's going to be a guy that's absolutely golden for you all year long.
That guy was a monster in Central Michigan. And, you know, one of the things I love to do, Bill, is I pay a lot of attention to Saturdays as well as Sundays at the college. And Antonio Brown was an unbelievable talent at the college level. So it's no surprise that he, you know, took him a couple years to kind of gather his bearings. But he's looking really good. I totally agree. Hey, and his tight ends here, Bill, he's looking really good with Hernandez and Gresham. You can't beat that 1-2 punch. Love that. But the quarterbacks, Bill, he's got Russell Wilson and Peyton Manning. He's... Peyton Manning better darn well be healthy or he's got some problems.
Does he? You don't think Russell Wilson will be a decent QB2 this year?
If Peyton Manning stays healthy, Russell Wilson is a fine, you know, matchup play. Yeah, but
right.
I'm a little worried about Peyton Manning. I guess here's the deal, Bill. I don't see myself drafting Peyton Manning in any of these leagues unless he just falls like a rock. I don't know. There's something about it. I just don't feel good about Peyton Manning this year. I don't feel good about the injury. So I guess that's where I'm coming from on this. I like Russell Wilson as a dynasty player, and I like him with the dual threat nature that he has coming out of, like we talked about before, North Carolina State, Wisconsin. He can run it if he has to. Dangerous
right.
runner. But I don't know, man. I mean, looking at the rest of his lineup, this sticks out like a sore thumb as his giant weakness, Russell Wilson and Peyton Manning as his quarterbacks.
You know, to me, Peyton Manning was probably one of the most talked about players this offseason. You know, we all know his problems with the neck, and he moved to Denver and, you know, took over the franchise there. But I try to weed through all the BS reports about Peyton Manning can't throw to his right, and he's looking a little sluggish, and he can no longer throw the deep ball. Instead, what I do is I look at him when he's playing in the preseason. I try to follow along with the Denver Broncos insiders. And what I saw from Peyton in that third preseason game against the 49ers, he took a whacking. He got leveled by one of the D linemen for the Niners, and then two plays later threw a touchdown strike to Eric Decker. So that shows to me that he was still able to shake off the big hit, compose himself, and then throw a touchdown just a few plays later. I'm not worried about Peyton Manning this year. He's got two very talented young wide receivers. Apparently they all have a lot of chemistry, Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker. I'm not worried about Peyton Manning this year. I think given this guy's roster, given Dan's roster here, he did such a great job of getting running backs and wide receivers, plus he has Aaron Hernandez at tight end,
yep.
that I'm okay with him having Peyton Manning as a starting quarterback.
I agree with that. I agree with that. I mean, he's kind of following our strategy to a point. And he doesn't mention – did he mention if this is a 12-teamer or a 10-teamer? I don't think he mentioned that.
He didn't say no.
But I'm okay with that. But if you have Peyton Manning as your one, I'd much rather have a stronger QB2 than he has. I guess that's my point. This roster is excellent. I like what he's doing, but if I'm drafting Peyton Manning, I'm going to follow it up closely thereafter with another quarterback. Maybe again, I guess I'm kind of high on these other rookies as well, Luck and RG3. I think I consider them to be stronger QB2s than a Russell Wilson at this point.
All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email to reach us. 508-298-0398 is the ACE ticket hotline. We are patiently waiting your calls. We love talking to everyone out there that is involved in a fantasy football draft this week. But let's go back to the emails right now, Todd. We have one last lineup to get to before the break. Steve M. has Eli Manning, Josh Freeman at quarterback, running backs Chris Johnson, the law firm, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, Michael Bush, James Starks, you got to get rid of him, and Jaquizz Rodgers. His wide receivers looking pretty good right here. Victor Cruz, Steve Smith from the Panthers, Eric Decker, Anquan Boldin, and Devon Best. Now, it is a 12-team league, so he's a little thin at wide receiver after Eric Decker, a little thin at running back after Michael Bush, but I kind of like this team, too. In a 12-teamer, you take Eli Manning, you take Josh Freeman, that means you're able to get valuable players at the running back and wide receiver positions early on.
Not a bad team. Not bad at all. Now, he does have Jason Witten and Kellen Winslow as his tight ends, which would have been great about 2 or 3 years ago. He wasn't able to get one of the top six or seven tight ends. And you never know. If Witten can come back healthy, you never know. But it's got to be a question mark at tight end for him. But, yeah, Victor Cruz, Steve Smith. I think we both love Eric Decker. His top three wide receivers are strong. Boldin and Bess, not so high on them. But, again, it's a 12-teamer. Nah. You got to do what you got to do. Running backs, CJ2K, the law firm, and Bush are okay. Starks, like you said, cut and run with him. I like Quiz Rogers as a fifth running back. I think that's good value where he got him. Eli Manning, I'm fine with that. Josh Freeman, not sure about Josh Freeman, but as a QB2 and a 12-teamer, I guess that's suitable.
I totally agree with you. And Todd, we got to take a quick break here. But up next, we're going to be getting to some injury reports. Who's going to, some of these preseason injuries or last year's injuries that may carry over into week one or week two of the 2012 season. And also, we'll identify some players that are getting suspended or have a possible suspension and how you should approach drafting those guys that kind of had the hammer come down on them hard by the commissioner, Roger Goodell. You're listening to Fantasy Football Champs on PatriotsRadio.com. We'll be right back after the break.
Pats fans, here's your chance to experience the ultimate road trip. Enter the Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle for a chance to travel in style with the Patriots to an away game. The grand prize includes seats on the team plane, a room in the team hotel, a pair of tickets to the game, access to the field on game day, and much more. Proceeds from the raffle will benefit the Patriots Charitable Foundation. Buy your Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle tickets today by logging on to www.patriots.com.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Player rankings, injury updates, and waiver wire advice. The Fantasy Football Champs cover it all right here on Patriots.com.
All right, welcome back. Todd DeVries and Bill Enright hanging out with you on Patriots.com radio. This is Fantasy Football Champs, and Todd, this is the last hour of the show, the last time this season that we're going to be helping people with their fantasy football drafts, because, hey, the season starts next week, so get your calls in right now. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. We're going to be taking your calls throughout the entire show. The phone lines are wide open. Pick up the phone and dial in right now. Again, that number, 508-298-0398. And Todd, while we're waiting for some people to call in, let's talk about some of these preseason standouts, because there are a lot of guys that are climbing up these cheat sheets this year.
You know, Bill, we took a look at the draft last April, and we identified there were a lot of skill position players coming out last year. There really were a lot of rookies that looked like they had a lot of potential. And thankfully, for the world of fantasy football, a lot of these guys seem to be panning out. A lot of rookies looking good this preseason. Let's start with the quarterbacks, Bill. What have you seen at the quarterback position this preseason that we can actually make tangible, you know, recommendations on that will probably translate into the regular season?
You know, I'll tell you this right now. Matt Ryan has really, really impressed me this offseason. They have a new offensive coordinator in Dirk Cutter. He wants to open up that passing offense for the Atlanta Falcons. Very impressed by Matt Ryan. Throwing a couple guys, Andrew Luck, Robert Griffin III, and Russell Wilson. Even though they are all probably quarterback number twos in your leagues, they are going to be the number one guys in terms of bye week fillers. So draft them now. Don't worry about picking them up on the waiver wire. Get them now, and then you'll have the perfect bye week replacement when your starting quarterback is off playing golf that week.
The rookies, man. The rookies are taking over the league, Bill. They're taking over.
Some of them. Some of them are. Brandon Weeden and Ryan Tannehill are not taking over the league. Yeah. But Andrew Luck, RG3, and Russell Wilson, I have no problem saying that they will.
Yeah, but, man, I mean, when's the last time this many rookies are starting at the quarterback position? I mean, I agree with you. I mean, I'm not targeting Tannehill. I'm not high on him at all. I'm not high on Weeden either. But it's amazing that all these guys are getting the nod. It's just, it's crazy this in this league with this quarterback position so important that five rookies are starting to start the year. Unbelievable. Hey, moving on to running backs, Bill. What do you got at the running back position? Who do you like? What have you seen?
Chris Johnson, we had him as our number 9th-ranked running back at the start of the preseason, but we saw what he did. We saw that he looked healthy. We saw that he had that speed that we all know CJ2K possesses, so we moved him all the way up to number 4. I like Chris Johnson, what he's been doing in the preseason. Stephen Ridley from the Patriots had a great preseason game the other night. You know, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis is now no longer with the team. He's in Cincinnati. So that job is Stephen Ridley's really to lose. You're going to see a little bit of Shane Vereen, see a little bit of Danny Woodhead, but I think Stephen Ridley, for the most part, is going to be the most consistent running back for the New England Patriots.
Well,
you got a guy with Robert Turbin, CLC.
Before you move on there, Bill, before you move on, You know, let's set the expectation level, though, with these Patriot running backs. And the Patriot, a lot of the audience out here is Patriots.com, so they're very aware of this. I mean, we don't want to oversell Ridley here. He's looking good, but you can't trust him week to week.
No, I think what I tried to say was that he is the most consistent running back for the Patriots.
Right.
Now, take that for what it's worth. You may not get a running back two value out of Ridley, but you're certainly going to get a flex value out of Ridley.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, last year, you know, the law firm only 667 rushing yards for the Patriots, but he did have 11 touchdowns. So, you know, you just got to make sure that you're not overvaluing these guys, especially if you're from the New England area and, you know, you're a Patriots fan. Don't overvalue Ridley. Like Bill said, don't take him as a running back two, but as a running back three or a flex guy, he has some value. I'm sorry. Moving on. Who else do you like at the running back position?
Rookie Robert Turbin for the Seattle Seahawks. Rashad Jennings for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He looks amazing. Now that Maurice Jones-Drew may extend that holdout into the regular season, I'm trying to get Rashad Jennings because, you know, his average draft position is going to be somewhere in the 10th round. So he's going to give you a lot of value, especially if Maurice Jones-Drew holds out until week 3 or week 4 of the regular season. Some other rookies that I like, Doug Martin for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's going to be good enough for a running back too. And David Wilson for the New York Giants. It happens every year. Ahmad Bradshaw goes down with an injury. He's already having some problems with his hand this offseason. So I like David Wilson as a late round flyer.
Bill, who's going to get the goal line carries for the Giants this year?
It's going to be a mix. It's going to be David Wilson, and it's going to be Ahmad Bradshaw, and maybe even a little bit of DJ Ware, Danny Ware. You know, Ahmad Bradshaw had 11 touchdowns last year, and he missed 3 or 4 games. Some people tend to forget that. Brandon Jacobs, although he's a 6'4", 260-pound running back, he was no longer the ideal goal line short yardage back, just doesn't have that burst to push through the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Jacobs still was able to get Rumble for 7 touchdowns, but certainly, like you said, Bradshaw, surprisingly, kind of given a smaller stature, got plenty of goal line carries. All right, moving on to the wide receivers, Bill. Julio Jones has been a hot name. What do you think of him and the other wide receivers that have impressed you this preseason?
Just like I said about his quarterback, I love Julio Jones. Had a phenomenal regular season. He's one of those players that is alongside a veteran wide receiver in Roddy White, who's a PPR machine. Defenses are going to be having have a really tough time covering both of these guys. I think Julio Jones is going to be their big play guy. Look for Roddy White, a lot of short passes over the middle on the outside. But Julio Jones, he's going to be their big play guy, big threat, the guy that flies all over the field.
All right. You talked about Antonio Brown. You've sung his praises already this show. What about the rookie sensation?
Yep.
How about that Justin Blackmon in Jacksonville? What can we make of his preseason thus far?
You know, a lot of people were down on Justin Blackmon to start the preseason because of that DUI arrest, but so far no suspension has been made, and he's putting up some points for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's going to be their top option for Blaine Gabbert in that passing game. With Maurice Jones-Drew still holding out, I expect them to have to pass a little bit more than they probably want to, and I think that's really good news for Justin Blackmon. Some other guys I like at the wide receiver position, Eric Decker. We talked about Peyton Manning in the last segment. Eric Decker looked phenomenal the other day. He and Peyton really seem to have a lot of chemistry. Pierre Garçon's a guy that is with the Washington Redskins for his first season. RG3 is under center. I think RG3 is going to have probably one of the best deep balls, even though he's only a rookie. When you see him throw that 50-yard bomb, it's a perfect spiral and it gets right on target. That's what Pierre Garçon excels at, going deep and making big plays. And the last guy, Todd, Dwayne Harris from the Dallas Cowboys. No one's really talking about this guy, but with the injuries with Miles Austin and Dez Bryant and all the suspensions that could happen with Dez Bryant this year, I think Dwayne Harris can take on that Laurent Robinson role and really surprise people with his playmaking skills.
And then Dwayne Harris, there's a guy that's probably not even getting drafted unless you're in a really deep league.
No.
So interesting.
Nope.
You know, the question becomes what happens when these other guys get healthy. You know, does he just fall onto the back burner, or can he actually hang on and become a fantasy factor? Dwayne Harris, by the way, Bill, small school guy, same college as Chris Johnson, East Carolina, and he caught a ton of balls at East Carolina. So he was actually one of those small school sensations at the college level. Interesting to see him get a chance here with the Cowboys and make the most of it. Moving on to the tight end position, Bill, you've got three guys that have impressed you this preseason. Who are they, and where should we draft them?
All right, I got Brandon Pettigrew from the Lions, Greg Olsen from the Panthers, and Kyle Rudolph from the Minnesota Vikings. Let's start backwards. Kyle Rudolph, he's a guy that you can get late in your drafts. I'm talking like 14th round late. He's going to be their probably second best option behind Percy Harvin in that passing attack. Look at a guy like Greg Olsen, second year with the Carolina Panthers. Last year he had a split time with Jeremy Shockey. Shockey's no longer with the team. I expect Greg Olsen's production to increase this year. And finally, Brandon Pettigrew, probably get him in the 7th to 8th round range. Guy caught 82 receptions last year. Excellent in the PPR format. Probably the number 2 target for Matthew Stafford behind Calvin Johnson.
Wow, so man, it seems like the tight ends are pretty deep this year. You know, you've got your elite guys with Gronk and Graham. Hernandez is the strong number 3. You still got Antonio Gates, really productive if he can stay healthy. Vernon Davis, I mean, coming off that monster playoff game last year. Pettigrew's on the rise. Fred Davis from Washington. Witten, if he's healthy. Finley, Gonzo, Gresham.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys. I mean, there's a lot of depth at the tight end position. So if you don't get Gronk and Graham early, don't fret. There's plenty of depth there at that position.
All right, we got a caller on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. We're going to go to Higgins in Massachusetts. What's up, Higgins? Thanks for calling in.
How you guys doing? Hi.
Doing great. What you got?
Thanks for reading my roster early. I wrote in and I had the Russell and Peyton Manning.
Okay.
So I had a follow-up question. So one of my strategies is I like to find the one or two guys to just hoard them and just keep them from the other players before they're trending up. So that's why I grabbed Russell Wilson, thinking like, well, this guy could be a Cam Newton-esque guy, I'm thinking. But, you know, right now he's unproven. Who knows? So I'm looking for, you know, I was thinking like, do you anticipate maybe someone like Demps being like the last round pickup to say, here's a guy who probably will do nothing, but he could have a huge Sproles-like effect, so he might be worth hoarding before you have to fight for him on the waiver wire.
What do you think? What do you think of Demps, Bill? I think that I'm not sure that he's going to have that impact. What do you think, Bill?
You know, I am all about taking some flyers on the last pick of the round. Usually, I don't even draft a kicker. Usually, I take like some outrageous pick in the last round, see if it pans out until week one, and then, you know, by the time week one's around, I drop him real quick, pick up a kicker, and then there's my starting lineup. But I like the fact that this guy is willing to take a flyer in his last pick, kind of like what I do, on someone that has enormous potential, and then you know what? If it doesn't work out, it was your last round pick. No love lost there. Will Demps, he's a rookie. I believe he came out of Florida. Looks really good on special teams. So if your team, if your fantasy league rewards points for special team production, then he's a guy that you'll want to grab. However, he's got to fight a lot of guys for carries. We mentioned all the running backs that the Patriots have. Steven Ridley, Shane Vereen, and Danny Woodhead. That's like a four-headed monster now. And not to mention the fact that the Patriots are really a pass-first team. So many weapons in the receiving game that I'm a little worried that it might take him, you know, Will Demps, not right away. He's not going to be a right-away breakout guy. He might be a good waiver wire claim in, you know, week 5 or week 6.
Let me throw out a few more names for Mr. Higgins here. And now Ryan Williams isn't going to be a last-round pick guy, but he's like maybe a 10th-round guy that I think could trend up in those early weeks if he can stay healthy.
Yep.
Couple other guys. How about Alfred Morris from the Washington Redskins? Now, the Redskins have kind of a jumbled situation with Royster and Helu. But Morris has looked pretty good in the preseason. He's a guy you could take a flyer on with your last pick. You never know. Maybe he, you know, has one of those breakout rookie campaigns that Mike Shanahan was so famous for with Denver. And one other guy that Bill knows I've been high on this guy is Robert Turbin from the Seattle Seahawks, the rookie from Utah State. If Marshawn Lynch is suspended for a game or two, he will be the starter. And even if he's not, you know, if Marshawn, you know, gets hurt during the season, Turbin's a guy that can step right in and do some big things. So those are some guys I'd be targeting with my late round or last picks.
Great. Well, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
You got it.
Great show. Thanks.
Thank you. So what do you think, Bill?
All right, we love helping.
Any other names that I missed there? Any super late round flyers?
Super late round flyers. I'm thinking Randall Cobb from the Green Bay Packers. I like what he can do in that offense, especially if someone like Donald Driver were to get hurt or Jordy Nelson.
How about Brandon LaFell, Carolina? What about Brandon LaFell?
You know, yeah. To me, he's not a late-round flyer because I really like him. I plan on drafting him as maybe my fourth or fifth wide receiver. You know, he's in our top 45 at the wide receiver position. So I'm trying to really get, like, dig deep here, like really deep, Todd. I want to try to identify some players that are like that Laurent Robinson of last year or the Victor Cruz of last year, where they kind of came out of nowhere and then all of a sudden they're absolute studs, the guys that you can try to draft late on your roster and see if it works out. I think the guy we mentioned before, Dwayne Harris, might be one of those players. He's not getting drafted right now. He is going to be the Dallas Cowboys' number three wide receiver, and if anything happens to Miles Austin and Dez Bryant like it has in the past, then Dwayne Harris is going to step right in, and it seems like he has pretty good chemistry with Tony Romo.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, now what if Hakeem Nicks continues to be bit by the injury bug? How about Reuben Randall, the rookie in New York? Is he somebody else that perhaps you could take a late last pick flyer on and hope for an injury?
I've been trying to follow the Giants closely because I agree that that third wide receiver on the Giants, just like it is with the Cowboys, it's very interesting. They lost Mario Manningham in the offseason, and they're going to need a number three guy to step up. Right now, it seems like it's going to be Dominic Hickson, but I agree. Reuben Randall from the rookie out of LSU, Ramsey's Barden is a really big red zone target. And then they also have second-year wide receiver Gerald Jernigan, who reminds me of a little bit like Victor Cruz because he's got some flash in the open field. Yep. But that's another wide receiver, number three, that we're monitoring at ffchamps.com, and we're waiting to see who really grabs that number three roster spot on the depth chart.
I'm going to throw out one more name before we go to break here for Higgins, and that is wide receiver from the Colts, rookie T.Y. Hilton, who caught a touchdown pass from Andrew Luck the other day. He's a deep threat. Another guy might be worth a mega late-round pick, flyer, see what happens with him. I don't know if you agree with that or not, but T.Y. Hilton could establish some chemistry with fellow rookie Andrew Luck and become a big play target for the Colts.
Think of who the Colts have at wide receiver. Reggie Wayne is the clear-cut number one. Austin Collie was supposed to be the number two, but he has way too many concussions. I believe he suffered like four concussions in 16 months, which is just really a tragedy when you think about it. But T.Y. Hilton, I think he can step into that number two role for the Colts. And from what we've seen out of Andrew Luck, it looks like he's going to be pretty accurate to start the season, even though he's a rookie. But Todd, we got to take a quick break here on the Fantasy Football Champs. You're listening to Patriots.com Radio. More of your phone calls coming next. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. We can't wait to help you out with your fantasy football drafts.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in at 508-298-0398.
Meet Sarah, mother of two teens, Todd and Laura, who are going back to school with the latest smartphones from Verizon.
With Facebook and email, I just feel more connected.
They get the Oxford Dictionary app,
so they can prep for their SATs.
And she feels good about the family budget.
Two smartphones and a tablet, all on one data plan.
Sarah chose the new Verizon Share Everything plan with unlimited talk, unlimited text, and shareable data that connects up to 10 devices. Plus, use your Verizon smartphone as a hotspot at no extra charge. And now, get $100 off select Motorola 4G LTE smartphones like the Droid Razr. Now, only $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card and $50 instant savings. With Verizon, life just got easier for Sarah and her whole family. Visit any Verizon store, verizonwireless.com/sale, or call 1-800-256-4646. Requires new 2-year activation. Upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012 Bank of America Corporation.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device.
I say 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Pats fans, here's your chance to experience the ultimate road trip. Enter the Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle for a chance to travel in style with the Patriots to an away game. The grand prize includes seats on the team plane, a room in the team hotel, a pair of tickets to the game, access to the field on game day, and much more. Proceeds from the raffle will benefit the Patriots Charitable Foundation. Buy your Patriots Ultimate Road Trip raffle tickets today by logging on to www.patriots.com. Have a question about fantasy football? Give the Fantasy Football Champs a call at 508-298-0398.
Welcome back. Bill Enright and Todd DeVries hanging out with you on Patriots.com Radio. And Todd, we have a caller actually named Todd in Jacksonville, Florida. He's in a 10-team league, full-point PPR league. What's up, Todd? You're now talking to the other Todd and Bill Enright.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Doing great, man. What you got for us?
Hey, I just had a question. Four wide receivers. I was looking at, you know, I called last week about my draft of 10 and possibly taking, like, Graham or someone. So I'm looking at wide receivers later on. I want to get your opinion, what you thought these guys, how these guys would be. Like, Lance Moore, New Orleans. With Meacham gone, do you see possibly his stock going up at all? There's somebody else off the posting other than him. I was also looking at Mike Williams with the addition of Vincent Jackson. Think that helps out Mike Williams. And then Jabbar Gaffney and Saleh being cut from the Patriots, you see anything happening there with Branch? It's kind of the same way. And then if Gaffney makes another team, you see any value there? I've obviously have to be dependent on who he goes to, but those are my four guys.
Wow, Bill, I got to say, I'm not in love with a lot of the guys that that he's talking about. You mentioned Lance Moore, and with Meacham gone, will he have an uptick? You mentioned Deion Branch, Mike Williams, all guys who, you know, perhaps could see some more targets with some attrition above them on the depth chart. But, Bill, any of these guys stand out to you as targets in the middle rounds of your draft?
The highest rated guy that he mentioned on our cheat sheets at ffchamps.com is Lance Moore, and he just barely cracks the top 50 with 132 projected fantasy points this year. Mike Williams from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know, I actually think it's going to help him out with Vincent Jackson now in town. He was drawing a lot of the number one cornerbacks last year. I think now that V-Jax is in town, some of the defenses will kind of shift their attention towards Vincent Jackson, which may free up Mike Williams a little bit. And actually, I misspoke a second ago. Mike Williams is actually ranked 37th on our cheat sheet, and Lance Moore is 48th. But Deion Branch is really not a guy I'm targeting. Maybe he can be one of those last round pick flyers that we were talking about in the last segment. Jabbar Gaffney, I'm absolutely staying away from him right now. He's not even on an NFL team. There's no reason why he should be on your fantasy football team.
Yeah, you know, man, I mean, we all kind of looked at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last preseason, kind of hoping that Josh Freeman would take that next step and the offense would come around, and they were really disappointing. So it's kind of hard to put a lot of faith into them. But, you know, maybe we're underestimating the Bucs just a tiny bit this year. Maybe with Vincent Jackson there, Mike Williams rebounds a little bit. I mean, he only had, what, 3 touchdowns last year? I think he caught 65 right. balls, 771 yards, 3 touchdowns. Hey, maybe he can get 800 yards, maybe double his touchdown production this year. So it's not a real sexy pick, but I do think that of those guys that you mentioned, Mike Williams might have the most to gain from the addition of Vincent Jackson there. Did you have any other questions for us?
No, I was just, that was where my guys, I was wondering, you know, late round, like you're saying, possibly looking at those guys at the late round.
So yeah, I think
that, you know, you can win championships by picking off these sleeper guys, and they had talent in the past, and, you know, Daphne had almost 1,000-yard season last year, I believe, right? So I know he's not on the team. I can't see the likes of Miami and the Jets and other teams that are very wide receiver needy that he won't be on a roster. And like this other guy said that on the radio before with the guys that, you know, trying to get someone instead of, you know, fighting it out on waiver wire.
Yeah, and you know, in the last segment we brought up a few guys you can take a flyer on super late, the T.Y. Hiltons and the Dwayne Harrises of the world at the wide receiver position as well. But you know what, of the guys you mentioned, I think that the guy that I like the most would be Mike Williams for perhaps a rebound season. Not in love with it by any stretch, but a guy that I think might stand the most to gain.
Yeah, Todd, I agree with you there. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Phone lines are wide open, but hey, why not? Let's get to some emails. Email us in at webradio@patriots.com. And Todd, we have a keeper question here, and we were discussing it over the break, and we actually like both of these guys. So Robert Danish, you're in a pretty tough position. He needs to know if he should keep Aaron Hernandez or Jordy Nelson. It's a PPR league. Todd, who should we tell him to go with here?
Oh, man.
This is a close one. This is a really close one.
You know, it might depend on his format. You know, how many wide receivers does he start? Let's just assume 2 wide receivers and 1 tight end. I might lean Hernandez there. I might lean Hernandez only because...
I'm going to say Aaron.
Yeah, only because of the depth, the wide receiver position. But, man, I love Jordy Nelson as well. I think he's another guy that's going to just continue to improve upon his stats from the past couple of years. But if you can get the number 3 overall tight end in a full PPR, I think that might, you know, give him the edge over the number 12 wide receiver in a full PPR. What do you think,
Bill? It's funny that you said Jordy Nelson's a guy. I think it's funny that you said that Jordy Nelson's a guy that's going to improve on his stats, because last year I really think he maxed out what he's really capable of doing. 15 touchdowns last year. You think about it, Calvin Johnson only had 16. No way is Jordy Nelson on Calvin Johnson's level. I think those touchdowns are going to come down a little bit. He had 1,200 yards, but keep in mind, Greg Jennings was out the last 3 games last year. So the last 3, you know, Jordy Nelson had 162 yards and 115 yards the last 2 weeks of the season. I think his yardage is going to come down a little bit. I think Aaron Hernandez, Todd, you were right with the suggestion that Aaron Hernandez is a good pick. I'm not knocking Jordy Nelson, but the guy needs to know which one to keep this year, and I'm going with Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, you know, you make a great point with Jordy Nelson the last couple weeks of the year. I'm just looking at his last 3-year stat lines. You know, in 2009, 22 receptions, 2010, 45, 2011, 68. So, you know, you're seeing an upward trend there for Jordy Nelson, and you might be right. I don't see him getting 15 touchdowns this year. I think that's unrealistic, but I do think he can still catch 70 balls and maybe 1,100 yards and, you know, 10-plus touchdowns. So I do like Jordy Nelson, but in this situation, Aaron Hernandez, man, he can get the number 3 tight end on the board. I like that a little bit better.
All right, let's go to Facebook, facebook.com/FFChamps. We asked everyone – Would you still draft Maurice Schoenstrom, considering everything that's going on with his holdout situation? And, Todd, we have some pretty interesting comments here. Brian N. says, not until the second or third round, which is kind of where we project him going in most leagues. Tyler W. says, no way, the Jaguars are not that good. And one of our Ten Commandments is you should avoid players from bad teams. So Tyler is right on the money with that one. Brian J. says he's going to take Rashad Jennings in round 9 in as many leagues as possible. He's not risking a high pick on MJD until the holdout ends. So some pretty interesting comments going over on Facebook.com/FFChamps. And again, we want to know, would you still draft Maurice Schoenstrom?
Man, it's been a weird year, isn't it? With all these running backs that have question marks, we mentioned them, Ryan Matthews and Adrian Peterson and MJD. It's like, you know, if you're sitting there in the late second round, early third round, you have a decision to make. You know, are you going to roll the dice on one of these guys or not? And it's, you know, we're going to continue to get these questions right up until week one. And, you know, some of these guys are going to pan out and some of them aren't. And Rashard Jennings is one of those guys that I think he's going to be have great value in the first couple of weeks of the season. We'll see what happens when, if and when MJD's coming back. I mean, we don't see MJD going to another team at this point, do we? I mean, what's your take on what's going to happen with him? It's going to end eventually, right?
I think it will, but I also think that it could leak into maybe week one, maybe week two of the regular season, which is really a shame because when you look at MJD's stats at the end of the year, they're not going to be as good because he missed two games to start off the season.
Yeah, well, let's look at their schedule here. Jacksonville opens up on the road at Minnesota, then has a home game against the Texans, then they go on the road to play the Colts, and then they got the Bengals at home. So Vikings, Texans, Colts, Bengals. So, you know, Rashard Jennings.
Two out of those four matchups are tough.
Yeah, they are. They are. But you know, man, I don't know. It's really a shame. I hopefully this MJD thing can, you know, resolve itself here in the coming days, because otherwise it's just going to be a headache for all fantasy managers.
Todd, I want to get to this next email because I'm very intrigued by this person. And again, you can reach us on email, webradio@patriots.com. But we have Callum from Scotland. No joke, this guy is from Scotland. I'm very intrigued by this person. One, you know, how does he watch NFL games in Scotland? Do they have the NFL Network over there? Does he watch them online? I'd love to actually talk to this guy. He can hit me up on Twitter if he wants, FBNation_Bill, because I'm very intrigued. We're such Americans that, you know, we're kind of oblivious to how anyone else would watch the NFL.
That's true. Well, what are his questions? What does he have?
All right, so he has a pretty good roster here. He's got Phillip Rivers as his quarterback, DeMarco Murray as his running back, along with Beanie Wells, Isaac Redman, LeGarrette Blount, not that good with his running backs. Wide receivers are Andre Johnson, Brandon Marshall, Anquan Boldin, Lance Moore, Danny Amendola. His tight end is Aaron Hernandez and Kyle Rudolph, two tight ends that we like. And he's got some kickers and defenses. I'm a little concerned about his running backs to start off. DeMarco Murray is his number one. He took him in the first round. And then he followed up. He didn't pick another running back until the sixth round, and that was Beanie Wells. So, yeah, that was a pretty rough draft for Callum over there in Scotland.
I'm not. I agree. I'm not digging what he's doing here. All right. So the first round he grabs DeMarco Murray. That's solid. Now we don't. First of all, we don't know how big this league is, right? We're assuming 12 teamer. Probably.
No, we don't.
All right, let's assume 10 or 12. Probably 12 teamer. So you got DeMarco Murray in the first. That's okay if you're late in the first round. Second round though, Andre Johnson. You know, I think he's more almost has been, you know, he's not a second round pick in my book. I'm not taking Andre Johnson unless he drops to me and maybe the third or fourth round, then I consider it. But then in the third round, he got Brandon Marshall. I actually would take Marshall ahead of Johnson. I'm sure you would as well.
Me
right?
too.
But
yes.
So if you strip it all down, Bill, here are the picks I like. He's got DeMarco Murray at running back, and then he's got not much else behind him. He's got Brandon Marshall at wide receiver, and then he's got not much else behind him. Andre Johnson, if he pans out, okay. Tight ends, I like what he did. Tight ends' strongest position, Aaron Hernandez and Kyle Rudolph. Quarterbacks, Phillip Rivers, okay. Carson Palmer, I can live with that, especially if he's adhering to the strategy that we typically follow, where you wait on your quarterbacks a little bit. He got Phillip Rivers in the fourth and Carson Palmer in the tenth. That's a decent pairing. But overall here, I don't see a lot of depth at running back or wide receiver. He's going to have to hit the waiver wire hard in those first couple weeks.
Yeah, I agree there. Just needs a little bit more quality at the running back position, I think, and hopefully Andre Johnson can stay healthy for him. Otherwise, he might be in some bad shape at wide receiver position as well.
Yep, totally agree.
All right, Todd, what do you think? Let's get to some injuries, because, you know, a lot of these players that are in the top 50 of our overall rankings at FFChamps.com actually are a little bit dinged up. They have some injuries that they're working through. We can start off with the quarterbacks, Peyton Manning with his ribs and Mike Vick with his ribs and Peyton Manning with his neck, both guys that are in the top 12 of our cheat sheets.
Oh, the quandary that is Mike Vick. What do you do? You know, the potential is there for him to be a top five or six guy, but he just can't stay healthy. He's another player, kind of like Ryan Matthews and MJD and Adrian Peterson, who are going to be, you know, considerations in late second, early third. Vic will be a later round pick in my view. But if he's sitting there in the fifth or sixth or seventh round, you got to kind of look at him and make a decision. Are you going to go with him? Or are you just taking them off your board? This is one of those players, Bill. A lot of fantasy managers just take them off the board. They don't want to deal with it because you know he's not going to make it through the year. Do you know what I mean?
Right. So, yes, I do.
You know, he's one of those guys. Maybe, you know what, if you're a savvy owner, maybe if he does fall you, maybe in that seventh round, maybe you take him, and after he explodes for a week or two, try to trade him. Because you know you're not going to get a full season out of them. Maybe that's the play if you're into trades, if you're in a league that trades quite a bit. Maybe that's the ticket with Vic. But you just got to make a decision heading into your draft with him. Am I going to consider him or not?
Yeah, and he's one of those players that I would just rather target someone else in that tier. Tony Romo, Philip Rivers, Eli Manning, Matt Ryan. I would take all those guys over Mike Vic. Just not touching him this year.
All right, well, how about the running back position, Bill? A lot of injuries here, as we've alluded to all show long. I mean, what are the ones that stand out to you? We've talked a lot about Adrian Peterson already, but how about Jamaal Charles? How's he looking? Trent Richardson? Who else, you know, who are the other running backs out there that you're not concerned about with their injury or you are concerned about with their injuries?
You know, unlike Adrian Peterson, we have seen Jamaal Charles in the preseason so far, and he has a pretty solid yards per carry average, somewhere in the 4.5 range. So I'm not worried about him. Trent Richardson is actually a guy that I'm almost happy that he had the knee surgery. Not because I don't like Trent Richardson, but the way that he was going in drafts was the late first round, early second round. And now I think he's going somewhere in the late third, mid third, which is where a rookie running back should be taken. So if anything, the injury to Trent Richardson has helped fantasy managers really put him in perspective in terms of where he should be drafted. Ryan Matthews with that shoulder injury, he was a top six pick before going down with the broken clavicle. Now he's somewhere in the mid third round. We talked about Kevin Smith earlier in the show for the Detroit Lions. He has an ankle injury. Beanie Wells with the knee. Jonathan Stewart's on crutches. He's dealing with an ankle injury. Roy Helu has an Achilles heel problem. It goes on and on for running backs, and you just. We try to prove the point throughout the whole show that running backs is a thin position this year. You have to grab them early. You have to grab the guys that are healthy. You have to grab the guys that are going to give you consistent production, because that's what it's going to set the difference when you're competing against the other teams in your league.
So if it comes down to this, Bill, are you taking – I'm going to throw a scenario at you. Rookie running back scenario. Would you rather have Trent Richardson in the middle of the third round – or Doug Martin in the middle of the fourth round?
Doug Martin, middle of the fourth round.
Yeah, I have to agree with you.
Very similar stats, very similar projections that we have at FFChamps.com. Very similar.
And no injury risk either. So, you know, that's always a plus. All right, moving on to the wide receivers, Bill. Well, you know, Hakeem Nicks, we talked about his foot injury. Andre Johnson, always dinged up. What's your take on the wide receivers and the injuries that we saw that might carry into the season?
There's a few guys. Miles Austin with the hamstring. Dez Bryant with the knee. You mentioned Andre Johnson and Hakeem Nicks. Greg Jennings kind of suffered a mild concussion to start the preseason. And I think all of these guys are actually injury risks to start the year. Look at what Andre Johnson did last year. He missed like, I don't know, 8 or 9 games, something insane. Hakeem Nicks has never really played a full season throughout his career with the Giants. And then Miles Austin and Dez Bryant always seem to get banged up, and that's why Laurent Robinson had such a good year for the Cowboys last year. So I am going to monitor these four wide receivers that we're discussing right now, because I do consider them injury risks for the start of the season.
So who would you rather have of these guys? I mean, obviously, I'm assuming the Cowboys guys will be lower ranked than Nicks and Andre. I mean, who would you rather take, Nicks or Andre, at this point? It's got to be Nicks, right?
Yeah, we have Hakeem Nicks at 13 and Andre Johnson at 16. Nicks has the arrow pointing up because he's coming, he's getting over his injury, where Andre Johnson kind of just, experienced his injury last week. So Nicks' injury was back in May. He's recovering. Andre Johnson's injury was last week. He's kind of still in the middle of it.
Gotcha. Speaking of Cowboys that are injured, let's go to the tight end position. Another target for Tony Romo, Jason Witten, spleen. What is the status of Jason Witten? Who is Tony Romo going to throw to? We talked about Dwayne Harris, Kevin Ogletree. We've joked about him a little bit. What's the status of Witten and the other tight ends that have been injured this preseason?
Jason Witten, it seems like he's going to be on target to play week one. Luckily, he didn't need surgery to repair that ruptured spleen. I think it was a Rolando McClain, the middle linebacker for the Oakland Raiders, who kind of knocked Witten to the ground and caused some internal bleeding. That must have been a pretty hard hit. But Jason Witten has been the staple of consistency when it comes to the tight end position at fantasy football. The guy's never missed a game throughout his entire career, and now it seems like the wheels might start to be turning the other way on Jason Witten. Maybe he's getting a little too long in the tooth for us to rely on him like we have in the past.
And then another kind of big-time name, Jermichael Finley, Packers tight end. He's had a couple of injuries this offseason. How concerned are you about him?
Yeah, he's dealing with a quad injury right now. Also suffered a concussion to start the year. He's a guy that has a big reputation, but he just doesn't live up to it. And I will be avoiding him when it comes to my fantasy football drafts.
All right. So that's, a lot of injuries to go through. But you know what,
Bill? A lot of injuries,
but you know what? There haven't been a number of devastating season-ending injuries yet. I hope I don't jinx it by even talking about it. And hopefully, since we've gotten through the first 3 weeks of the preseason, with only 1 week to go, a lot of the starters aren't going to play much. But we haven't had that string of, the devastating out-for-the-year type stuff that really screws over a lot of the managers, fantasy managers that have already had their draft. So that's the good news. But there's a lot of these lingering injuries and things to be concerned about, which can sometimes be more annoying than in a season-ending one.
Yeah. I think the biggest injury that we've seen so far this preseason has to be Ryan Matthews with that broken clavicle. But that's probably the most – the most serious injury that we've seen, and even that, he's projected to be back in week one.
Yeah, exactly. That and maybe Trent Richardson, right? But both of them, it's only going to cost them a week or two, if that. So, nothing's happened yet. I'm sure the shoe's going to drop here. Probably as we speak, somebody's getting injured out there on the practice field, right? But we've actually been spared those injuries. So that's a good thing. But there are some suspended players to worry about too, Bill. And this is the thing, Bill. Why doesn't Roger Goodell understand that there are thousands of fantasy managers out there waiting to get some word on these suspensions? Can't he let us know what the hell's going on here? I mean, we got Marshawn Lynch, Dez Bryant, Justin Blackmon, Kenny Britt, Mekhi Lashore. Now, some of these guys, I guess Lashore, we know he's going to be out for the first two games. But Lynch, Dez Bryant, Justin Blackmon, we don't know. How long are they going to be suspended, if at all? Do we have any clue? When are they going to tell us?
We are waiting for Roger Goodell to give us some kind of hint on whether or not Marshawn Lynch is going to be suspended. If he's not suspended, Lynch, without a question, is a top 10 running back. If he's suspended for two or four games, obviously he's going to come down draft boards a little bit. Still waiting on word for Dez Bryant, possible suspension due to that aggravated assault charge that I think it was his mother actually was the one that was pressing charges against
him.
Justin Blackmon, the rookie wide receiver for the Jacksonville Jaguars, still waiting to see if Goodell comes down on him with that DUI that he had back in the earlier months of the summer. And Kenny Britt, another guy that, not on top of him having knee surgery last year and also this last month some kind of arthroscopic cleanup procedure that he had in his knee, he also might get suspended due to various arrests that date back to the lockout. So there are four main guys that we're still waiting for Roger Goodell to give us some kind of hint whether or not they're going to be suspended. And, Roger, we're waiting for you, pal. I mean, drafts are this week, so if you can hustle up that process a little bit, we'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, seriously. We've got a big expert draft tomorrow, Bill, that you and I are kind of co-managers on, and we're kind of in a position where we think Marshawn Lynch might be there for us on the board, and you know, we don't know his status. I think for everyone out there, I think what you got to assume with Marshawn Lynch, I think I'm going to go into it, Bill, assuming he's going to be suspended for a game or two. I think you got to assume the worst case scenario, and then go from there.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's a good point. Todd, we're going to take a quick break here on Fantasy Football Champs, Patriots.com radio. Coming up after the break, it's our last segment. We'll review some important draft tips that you need to remember for draft day, and then we'll end the show. We're having a lot of fun so far, so keep it here, Patriots.com radio.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in at 508-298-0398.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down to 65 up megabits per second available.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device.
Pats fans, here's your chance to experience the ultimate road trip. Enter the Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle for a chance to travel in style with the Patriots to an away game. The grand prize includes seats on the team plane, a room in the team hotel, a pair of tickets to the game, access to the field on game day, and much more. Proceeds from the raffle will benefit the Patriots Charitable Foundation. Buy your Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle tickets today by logging on to www.patriots.com.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Player rankings, injury updates, and waiver wire advice. The Fantasy Football Champs cover it all right here on Patriots.com.
Welcome back. Bill Enright and Todd DeVries hanging out with you on Fantasy Football Champs, Patriots.com radio. And Todd, we are in the last segment. We had a lot of fun today helping everyone out there with their fantasy football draft advice. But even if you didn't get a chance to listen to the show today or call us in live or send us an email, don't forget, we have all the strategy advice you need at FFChamps.com. Amazing 50% discount right now, something that you can't pass up if you're serious about winning your league. And we're going to actually close up the final segment of the show with two of our commandments in terms of the Ten Commandments for winning fantasy football. Todd, what commandment are we talking about first here?
Hey, guys, you know, this is it. This is the final draft weekend for many of you. Weekend, you know, 8 days till kickoff. So you got to follow the Ten Commandments for winning fantasy football. And we're going to start off, Bill. We're going to talk about two commandments here. Let's start off with commandment number three.
Number three, thou shalt avoid players from bad teams.
Bill, there are some bad teams out there in the NFL. And when all things are equal and you're trying to decide between a couple players, don't go with the guy from the bad team. Who are some of those teams we should avoid?
Yeah, you know, last year we all said it was the suck for Luck sweepstakes. This year it's going to be the suck for Matt Barkley sweepstakes. And some of the teams that are in that mix are the Cleveland Browns, even though they just drafted Brandon Whedon. The Jacksonville Jaguars, even though they just drafted Blaine Gabbert. The Minnesota Vikings, even though they just drafted Christian Ponder. Are you seeing a trend here, Todd?
Yes, there's a couple more too. The Rams, the Dolphins, both with young quarterbacks.
Yep, and even the New York Jets, who have not scored a touchdown in the preseason. I'm not sure the last time that happened, but their offense looks woeful, absolutely putrid.
I think it was 1977, the Atlanta Falcons.
Look at you.
I think that's what it was. I think that's the last time through three preseason games a team didn't score a single touchdown. Just terrible.
Yeah, that's awful.
So, you know, I mean, Bill, are there any exceptions to this rule? I mean, I'm looking at these teams, and the Browns obviously have Trent Richardson, and the Jaguars have, you know, MJD's been productive there, obviously, for the Jags. Are there any exceptions to the rule?
Usually running backs are really the only exceptions. MJD for the Jaguars and Peterson for the Vikings, like you mentioned, Trent Richardson for the Browns, but... You know, you don't want it. You don't want these guys. You don't want their quarterbacks. You don't want their tight ends. You don't really want their wide receivers, except for maybe Percy Harvin and Justin Blackmon. But other than that, I mean, I really can't get five good fantasy options from these squads.
I totally agree. But on the flip side, there's another commandment that talks about the other side of this, Bill, the bright side, the glass half full side.
I like that side.
And that is commandment number four.
Number four. Thou shalt draft players from the next great offenses.
That's right, Bill. The next great offenses. We already know the obvious offenses that get the job done. The Patriots, the Saints, the Packers, the Eagles. But what are those teams that are on the rise? The offenses that we need to take a look at, you know, as becoming better in 2012 and in the past.
All right, so we're starting off with Denver Broncos. Peyton Manning's in town. Willis McGahee, very capable running back, had over 1,000 yards last year, and they have two very dynamic wide receivers in Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker. The Atlanta Falcons, they're rising up everyone's cheat sheets in terms of Julio Jones, Roddy White, even Michael Turner still in the mix there. Jaquizz Rodgers is his backup. People are drafting him. And, of course, Matt Ryan, everyone expects him to take that jump into the top five quarterbacks this year. And the Carolina Panthers, another team with a young quarterback in Cam Newton. He was the number three quarterback in terms of fantasy football points last season. I don't know if he gets to 14 rushing touchdowns again, but I expect his passing production to increase, so I still like Cam Newton. You got a couple other teams like the Kansas City Chiefs, the Seattle Seahawks, Cincinnati Bengals. We saw what Andy Dalton and A.J. Green did as a rookie. The Washington Redskins are going to be much better this year on offense, as well as the Pittsburgh Steelers. So there are some quality teams out there that you'll want to grab some players from these next great offenses.
You know, and again, even on some of those next great offenses, we know some of these guys are going to be studs. But there's some underrated players that I want to bring to the audience's attention here. On the Broncos, we've talked about them earlier in the show. How about that Eric Decker? You know, Eric Decker's a guy that could explode this year. He's got the potential to do that. So that's a guy, it's a perfect example of commandment number four. Target Eric Decker. How about the Panthers tight end Greg Olsen? You know, there's been some pretty brash talk from Ron Rivera over there in Carolina about the expectations he has for Greg Olsen. And, you know, that's a lot of coach speak. You can't really trust it. But the point is, Greg Olsen's a guy, if you want to grab a tight end two, a TE2, he's a guy that might be worth the shot. Just a couple guys that I've got in my sights, Bill, on draft day from those players on the next great offenses.
Totally agree with you with Decker. Peter King from Sports Illustrated knows a lot more about football than I do, and he even said that Eric Decker can be a guy this year that leads the league in receptions. So that's quite the compliment coming from Peter King about Eric Decker. Love what he and Peyton Manning can do as a quarterback to wide receiver combo this year.
Now, where is Decker going in these drafts? Because the drafts I've taken so far, Bill, he's kind of going all over the place because people are catching on to this, and didn't help last week that he had a big preseason game. So where, you know, if you want Decker, where do you have to strike in, let's just say, a non-PPR league?
You know, we are big fans of his in at FFChamps.com. So we have him inside our top 20, actually. He's right around the spot where we would also consider Brandon Lloyd, Stevie Johnson, Jeremy Maclin. So we have him up there with some high-caliber wide receivers. Now, where is he being drafted is totally different. We're a little high on him this year, but he's being drafted a little lower than we think he should be going. So if you're waiting until the seventh round, you run the risk of not getting him. We think he really should be a fifth or sixth round pick.
All right, so he's a clear-cut wide receiver two at worst,
right,
on a roster with big potential. And in PPR leagues, his value increases because, you know, he is one of those guys that, you know, kind of Wes Welker-ish a little bit. You know, he has the potential to catch a ton of balls.
Yeah, totally agree. And Todd, you know, this is the last week for fantasy football drafts. We want to just quickly recap some of our draft day tips, something that you'll want to remember going into your draft. Commandment number one is know your scoring system. It's really important for you to, you know, understand what kind of players get points for what kind of production. If you're in a bonus league, if you're in a PPR league, because that will certainly help you with your draft strategy. And also, it's really important to do mock drafts. Find out where these guys are getting picked. The FF Champs mock draft tool uses average draft position, so you can instantly do a mock draft and really get a good gauge
on
where guys are getting picked.
That tool is awesome.
It's a really
cool
tool.
You got to check that out. The way that it's intertwined with the cheat sheets and the depth charts, and there's like all these folder tabs at the top, so you can kind of toggle around during the mock draft. You can invite your friends. You can do it just against the computer. That's an awesome, awesome way to practice, you know, with any scoring system. You can customize it. Love the mock draft tool. And you're right, Bill. I mean, man, you got to know that scoring system because I know a lot of us and a lot of people listening to this show are in multiple leagues, and sometimes I have to recalibrate myself. I have to reset my rankings, remembering what league am I drafting in tonight and what league am I drafting in tomorrow. So, you know, even with the guys like us that do this for a living, you gotta always remember what your scoring system is. It sounds, you know, it sounds rudimentary, but man, you really gotta pay attention.
The other thing that we want to tell everyone is stay organized during your draft. If you check out FFChamps.com, we have a draft tracker there. It really helps you keep an eye on your opponent's rosters so you can see what kind of players they need, and you can kind of rearrange your draft strategy based on what's around you and what should be available to you in your drafts. And the final draft tip is don't panic when all the quarterbacks start rolling off the board. There are 12 quarterbacks this year that you should have no problem having on your roster, and they range all the way from Aaron Rodgers, with the 12th guy being Big Ben Roethlisberger. I may even sneak Jay Cutler into that mix. So whether you're in a 10-team, a 12-team league, you know, if you start seeing the top five quarterbacks getting taken off the board, don't panic. You'll still be able to get Eli Manning. You'll still be able to get Matt Ryan. Still be able to get Rivers, Romo, Peyton Manning. Plenty of quarterbacks this year. It's a pass-first league. You know, we are shocked to see the numbers that some of these quarterbacks are putting up these days.
Totally agree, Bill. The sweet spot for those quarterbacks is that 5th, 6th, 7th round. Wait, be patient. Someone will fall on your lap, and you'll be golden.
All right, we had quite the show today. We want to give a special thank you to Kevin Collins. Did an excellent job answering your calls, forwarding us your emails. He's our producer. He's going to be with us all season. He had a lot of running around to do this week, but Kevin got it done. Great job by Kevin Collins. Everyone from FFChamps.com, for Todd DeVries, for Bill Enright, we want to wish everyone listening on Patriots.com radio good luck in your fantasy football drafts, and we are very excited to help you dominate your leagues this season. Thanks for listening, and don't forget you can download the podcast on iTunes.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.